Advocates in Gary are asking a judge to review the state's decision to grant a permit for a plant that would turn trash into jet fuel. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports both advocates and the Environmental Protection Agency are concerned the area already suffers from too much industrial pollution.
The EPA says people living in Gary and cities nearby are more at risk from air pollution than most parts of the state. There are also more lower-income, Black, and Hispanic residents. But the Indiana Department of Environmental Management says it only has the authority to regulate facilities one at a time, not based on total pollution in an area. Kimmy Gordon is the lead organizer for Gary Advocates for Responsible Development, which opposes the plant. She says she hopes the permit review sends a message to IDEM.
We're not going to continue to sit back and allow this to happen to our city and to our people.
Fulcrum hopes to start construction by the end of next year. Officials with the company say it's hoping to integrate greener tech into its process, like electric semi-trucks. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.
Gordon says because Fulcrum Bioenergy's other plant in Nevada hasn't yet produced fuel, it's not possible for IDEM to know how the proposed plant would impact Gary. IDEM did not respond in time for comment.